From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. So many people are raising bees in Florida, the state is bucking a national trend when it comes to the number of managed beehives. While colony collapse disorder, parasites, pesticides, and other threats plague bee populations around the world, the State Department of Agriculture says the number of managed bee colonies here has increased 145% in the last 8 years. WGCU's John Davis takes a closer look at why Florida has emerged as an anomaly.
Cape Coral web designer Jason Poloski loves his girls, all 120,000 of them or more.
You do your best, you know, in this time and age to provide your girls the very best of everything you can get because they're a part of your family. They're an extended part of your family, basically.
His two beehive boxes sit on a vacant lot next to his house that becomes a thriving community garden for them to pollinate in the winter growing season. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the number of managed bee colonies nationwide has decreased from 5 million in the 1940s to about 2.5 million today. In Florida, the commercial beekeeping industry maintains the lion's share of beehives, but the growing number of backyard beekeepers, like Poloski, are largely responsible for increases in the number of managed hives. Poloski says for him, beekeeping was a natural fit.
My wife and I were at the market over here in Cape Coral, and she said, "Jay, you know, you do gardening, you do all kinds of exotic food stuff." She goes, "What if we got bees?" I'm like, "Really?" She goes, "Yeah, friends of mine have bees. They love them. And like, they sell their honey." So the business guy in me goes, "Sell your honey, you know?" And so my wife and I got a set of bees from a gentleman, and we started that way.
Poloski works with commercial beekeeper and bee removal specialist Keith Council.
What we want to do here, because you're wanting to produce more honey.
Right.
We're actually going to take this box that they've just started working in, move it down underneath this box.
Correct.
That'll force them to work that more, and they'll start pulling evenly.
Okay.
Poloski says Council took him under his wing.
He says, "Jason, you are a bee haver right now." And that's kind of like the beginning stage of beekeeping. And then he said, "Well, I got to a certain stage where I've been able to work my bees a little better." And he says, "Now you're getting into beekeeping."
Council is former president of the Florida State Beekeepers Association and owner of Council Farms in Cape Coral. He specializes in live bee removal when a hive moves into the walls of someone's home or into a hollowed out tree trunk in their yard or some other place where they could be a nuisance.
Sometimes we go to people's properties and they want to keep the bees themselves but have no idea how to do it. And you can't just take a box and set it there and tell the bees to move into it. It doesn't work that way. So I physically move them into the box for them and get them started.
Council doesn't know exactly how many backyard beekeepers he's helped to get started, but says the number is in the hundreds. Interest in backyard beekeeping also got a boost in 2012 when a state law dissolved local government prohibitions on beekeeping. It put apiary regulation entirely in the hands of state government. Council says that started in Lee County when officials told a would-be beekeeping hobbyist that allowing her to keep bees would be a public health threat, a claim Council says simply wasn't true.
So we took it to the state, and the University of Florida looked at it and said, "Hey, if we have people in backyards keeping bees, we'll have less Africanized bees out here." At that point, we had a lot of public media and all talking about the Africanized bees. And what they found is if we have more bees in backyards of known genetics, that'll starve out these other Africanized swarms. And the swarms leaving those boxes will populate the feral hives. So we actually have seen in the past few years probably 90% drop in Africanized bees in our samples.
Council says another reason for Florida's increase in beekeeping could be the advantage of the state's year-round warm weather.
You produce more honey here. Our bees never shut down. We can make more bees and make more honey all year long, 12 months out of the year.
For Poloski, it's not just about selling honey. He gives all the honey from one of his hives to a neighbor who also uses the honey to pay it forward.
And I went over and knocked on the door and said, "Listen, I don't know, this sounds crazy, Deanna." I said, "I know you do church a lot, but I just felt that these are your bees." She goes, "That's amazing. Our ministry is called Esther, and Esther was, they call it the queen bee." And she goes, "Wow, we could use that honey to sell and raise money to give to the prison ministry that we're doing and all the things that we're doing for the women here that are in need."
But on the commercial side of Florida's $13 million a year honey industry, Council says the state's dramatic increase in the number of managed bee colonies could paint a misleadingly rosy picture.
It's harder for a commercial beekeeper to make a living at this than what it was 10 years ago. We have more issues with pesticides, fungicides, different viruses. Our parasites are just, it costs us a lot to keep them alive and keep them going. Where in a backyard setting, you have the same issues, but at a smaller scale.
Council estimates this past spring alone, he's lost about 600 hives. The bees he removes from people's homes and relocates to standard bee boxes help offset those losses, but he worries about the financial practicality of beekeeping in the future.
When we're looking at a 70% loss in our bees every year, it's not a viable industry at that point. If we go over that, they start collapsing. Beekeepers, commercial guys are actually today going out of business because they don't make enough money off from it. The price of wholesale honey is not enough to cover the fuel costs and all the other expenses we have in doing it.
In announcing Florida's increase in managed bee colonies, the State Department of Agriculture credits voluntary partnerships between beekeepers and growers. Such programs helped serve as a model for the 2015 federal honeybee and pollinator strategy. Council says close relationships with growers are essential.
The farmers are our best ally back and forth. If we don't have friends in the farming community, we are farmers. But if we don't have friends in the pollination, we don't know what they're applying to the fields, so we can't protect our bees. So it's a very tight-knit group between the farms and us.
When it comes to mitigating colony collapse, council says he thinks a lot could be done, but at the end of the day, it comes down to funding. Florida lawmakers approved a $2.5 million bee research center in 2015 at the University of Florida in Gainesville, aimed at researching cures for threats to beehives. But Governor Rick Scott vetoed that funding for the second year in a row. Council says a stable and healthy bee population is essential, not just to the honey industry, but to Florida's $120 billion agriculture industry. He's doing his part and continues to train others, like Jason Poloski, who says the surging popularity of backyard beekeeping is no surprise to him.
Because anytime the media says, when you start getting into the large masses and you start saying, look, there's a decline in bees, they're dying, it pricks people's hearts. And people want to serve. They want to be involved in their community. They want to do something. So it's no surprise to me that they're like, hey, I can help. I can put a couple boxes in there and learn this.
John Davis, WGCU News.